Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August the 5th. And then as this morning, overnight E-buy prices were December corn up 2¾ cents at 549.5. September wheat up 3 cents at 720¼. And November beans down 4¾ cents at 1321. We saw a flash sale this morning of 300,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. India had some pretty heavy rains that put the palm oil down overnight, which dragged the bean oil down. Bean oil was down 45 ticks. Export sales for the week, 68,000 old crop corn, 830 new, a net total of 898. 909,000 went to China, so that's a little bit friendly out here. The reason the China number is 909 and the total is 898 is that there were some cancellations out there. Wheat, 308, a little bit on the light side. Beans, not bad. 11,000 old, 425 new. Decent number there. It looks like the weather in the western part of the Midwest is going to be fairly wet out here. We have dry conditions continuing in the Canadian Plains, but it looks like there's going to be some rains around. Again, as we head into the report in a week from today, have we offset the losses in the north by good crops in the south? The FC stone numbers yesterday were a little bit friendly, 50 bushels on the beans and 179.6 on the corn. But that doesn't take into account what changes the government may make in demand out here. So we'll have to see if they offset some of those production losses with a lower demand schedule out here. But overall, you know, I think we're going to stay choppy here till we get to the report. The weather's not great. It's not bad. It's kind of right in the middle. The funds are still heavily long corn, about 225,000 contracts. I don't see them bailing between now and next Thursday, but if the charts start to turn weaker, maybe we'll see some selling out here. But I think the funds are entered for the longer haul. We'll see what happens. Crude oil is up about 14 here today, still well off the highs from last week. I don't see a whole lot else out here, but a little bit of demand, positive. The bean number was positive. Corn number was pretty good. So maybe we'll see if the Chinese continue to buy on this break. I think it's very typical that the Chinese did step up and buy 300,000, or assuming it's the Chinese, buy 300,000 metric tons of beans. As we've been saying, it looks like the Chinese would buy some beans on the break, but it really hasn't done much good for the beans so far. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.